Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Back we are here. I'm Tyler Cupp, not Manning Kimmel, filling in for him for a couple of days this week and next week. Of course, we are here as we always are, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Also with us today, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, here on Straight Talk at Substation 2, having a lovely conversation with our guest, Tiffany Morrison, the Executive Director of Palmetto Community Healthcare. Tiffany, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. So, Tiffany, before we get to the nuts and bolts about what you do, how you do it at the Palmetto Community Healthcare, tell us a little bit about you, Tiffany Morrison.
All right. So, my name is Tiffany Morrison. I was born and raised in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I've actually been in the healthcare field for about 22 years now. I've always loved healthcare. It's been my passion. I came to Palmetto Community Healthcare in 2021. Mm-hmm. I came as a clinic coordinator, then became the practice manager, and now I am the executive director.
So I know that I'm not going to offend you because I said this to you already, and your retort was a lot of people say that. And that is, you know, sometimes on the weekends, you know, pretty weekend, I'll take a walk around Winthrop campus, around Cherry Park, just some of the areas that are around my house. And the building that you are in, I have walked past so many times and did not know that what you guys do in there and that it even existed there on Oakland Avenue. So tell me about Palmetto Community Healthcare. I'll say it right eventually. But Palmetto Community Healthcare, tell me a little bit about this and kind of the history of it, because it's only been around, I guess, since 2008?
Correct. So Palmetto Community Healthcare has been around since 2008 is when we opened our doors. However, the former name of our clinic is York County Free Clinic.
Okay.
Okay, so we changed the name because we expanded to serve Lancaster County residents. And so what we do is we provide free health care. So we don't charge any fees or anything to our patients. We provide free health care to patients ages 18 to 64 that are York or Lancaster County residents. They're not insured, and they have to be below the 250% federal poverty line. Our main provider is our nurse practitioner, and then we also have volunteer medical providers that come in as well.
So what I'm interested about this is looking at your bio sheet, it seems like you guys have added services year after year after year and have gotten pretty big. So kind of go through a lot of the services that you guys offer.
So some of the services we offer are a lot of preventative screenings, cancer screenings, cervical cancer screenings, mammogram screenings, lung cancer screenings, colon cancer screenings, eye exams, mental health services, primary care, any chronic conditions that you may have that either you or I that we go to our regular primary care doctor to see about, such as like hypertension, diabetes, COPD, high cholesterol. We also offer services like, you know, flu vaccines, and a lot of these services we're able to offer from partnering vendors and partnering other health facilities that partner with us to offer these services at low or no cost so they can be free to our patients.
I think what fascinated me the most is you only have a handful of people actually, I guess, technically on staff, paid staff. The rest are all volunteers.
Correct.
So let's go to that. How many people are in that building right now?
Paid?
Sure, paid, yeah.
five.
Okay, five paid, but then how many more volunteers are we talking that come in and help with some of these services?
So we have 58 volunteers.
Wow. Wow. And how does that work? How, I mean, volunteers that are helping assist with these patients?
Okay, so we have volunteers from professional medical volunteers, and we have all the way to clerical volunteers who help answer the phone or stuff envelopes, medical record scanning. So a lot of our staff for the back clinical, they are nurses, a lot of nurses that may have retired, but they still hold their nursing license. We also have providers that may come in. We have some volunteer eye doctors that come in. We do have a psychiatrist that comes in to see our patients. Anything that you would need in a medical clinic, we have volunteers that help us out.
How would you be able to comment on, I guess, the need for this? Clearly there is.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at some of your numbers here. Palmetto Community Healthcare served 991 people in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some other numbers here, but clearly there's a need as we are working through inflation, mm-hmm. not just from COVID, but where we are right now. Gas prices are higher, groceries higher. Mm-hmm. You've heard this over and over again. But healthcare is also an issue in this country. And I'm sure that you guys are seeing this. You guys are hearing it. So from your perspective, has it got worse, better? Where is it in terms of the folks that you serve on a daily basis with people just not being able to afford health care?
Believe it or not, we have a lot of patients that work. They go to work every day.
Sure.
They can't afford to pay for health care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we come in. We have patients that are homeless, that don't work. You know, health care doesn't discriminate.
Yeah.
I mean, from, you know, like the poverty line for a house of one, it's about $37,000. So, you know, that is someone who goes to work, working full time, but they just cannot afford health care. And so we just believe that you should still be able to come to the doctor, get your medication for hypertension or whatever you need, even though you can't afford health care. And it is a big problem. We don't think it's getting any better, and so that's one of the reasons why we're here, and that's one of the reasons why we want everyone in the community to know we're here.
So tell me how this works. We were going through this. There's a pie chart graph on one of the informational tools you gave me. $1 generates $10.67 in services for your patients. Now, you're getting that money in different ways. You're getting it in donations, churches, business civic organizations, but only 8% from the state. Now, why is it only 8% from the state?
Well, one of the reasons is that we don't bill any insurance at all. So, you know, South Carolina Medicaid or those type fundings, we're not a federally qualified health center, mm-hmm. so we don't receive government funding. So to be honest with you, we don't qualify to receive that funding because we're a free clinic.
Right.
And so the way we are in existence is through donations, grants, churches, and business and civic organizations. And so that is the reason why we're able to be in existence and able to provide the care for our patients is because of those donors. Because we're a free health clinic and we don't qualify for certain funding.
You know, and one of the things we were talking about when I worked for a radio station down in Camden, there was a organization called the Community Medical Clinic of Kershaw County,
mm-hmm.
and they serve such a vast area, mm-hmm. but similar to you guys, mm-hmm. I think only had four or five paid on staff,
mm-hmm.
and then they had a number of volunteers, folks that, you know, were getting folks that were past the age 65 and they were working in the office and just wanted to help any way they could, folks that didn't need the money that just wanted to help on the weekends, stuff like that. And I compare it to them because you guys are also serving Lancaster County. Don't have a building or space there,
right.
but you are basically inviting those folks in Lancaster County that do not have health care, do not have an outlet, they can come here as well.
Correct. That is correct.
So how did that start? I mean, obviously you had to put the word out somehow. You realized there was a need there in Lancaster County?
Correct. So we realized that Lancaster County did not have a free clinic. And so our concern was, where do those patients go that don't have insurance or do not qualify? So that's why we offered our clinic for those Lancaster County patients to come here. We also offer transportation to patients from Lancaster who don't have transportation to get to and from the clinic. And we also offer that locally as well.
Okay. So when it comes to, again, the money that you're getting from individuals, foundations, mm-hmm. you do have a board.
Correct. So, yes, we do.
So the board helps with what?
The board helps with everything.
The board helps facilitate that money, right?
Exactly. And so, yeah, they do. They help with everything. And so a lot of our donors are individuals who have been donating since day one. I mean, really, they are. A lot of our business and civic organizations donate. And a lot of individual donors, they just donate out of the kindness of their heart because sure. they know we exist and they believe in our mission.
So one of the things you have on here, healthcare services provided last year, mm-hmm. last year in 2023, was valued at $3.1 million.
And
that's
correct.
That's only for 991 people. So that tells you mm-hmm. the cost of healthcare and what it takes for people to just get well. Is there something that is more prevalent than other issues that you see that people need help with? Is there something that is more, I guess, of a need when it comes to what people need help in healthcare?
A lot of our patients we see have chronic illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So just the diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. And a lot of that is because of what you eat. Some of it. So we do try to counsel, nutritional counseling on what you're going to eat.
Well, let's go back to eligibility. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about how individuals between the ages of 18 and 64, and if you're just joining us, Tiffany Morrison is our guest, Executive Director of Palmetto Community Healthcare, right here in Rock Hill off Oakland Avenue. But you have in here those whose household incomes, that's up to 250% of the federal poverty index range. So I want to go back to when you talked about there are people that have a 9-to-5 job, you know, doing okay, but they're really not because they can't afford the health care. It seems like there is a lot of that going on right now.
That is correct. And in South Carolina, after COVID, Medicaid did not expand, so a lot of those patients don't qualify for Medicaid. Even though you may have a household that's at a certain range, you may have children in the household, and they may be able to qualify for Medicaid, but the parents are not eligible under certain guidelines. So those parents still would need medical home, and so that's where we come in at. 250% of the federal poverty line, just to give you an example, that's one person making around $37,500 a year.
Yeah.
And so they still are not able to afford insurance, health insurance.
Mm. And when they come to you, what do they need to get services? Because all I see here, government-issued ID and just a bill or piece of mail that comes to residence, that's it?
That's correct. Between the ages of 18 to 64. And the reason we use that age is because once you become 65, you're eligible for Medicare. And then if you're at a certain household income range, when you're below the age 18 or below, you would qualify for Medicaid. And so that's the reason we use that that age range. And have no health insurance, and just call, and we'll get you on the schedule and get your certification appointment and then get you scheduled.
She is Tiffany Morrison, Executive Director of Palmetto Community Healthcare. I want to jump into something that is near and dear to Manning Kimmel's heart and becomes a topic on this show quite frequently, and that is of mental health. We have a lot of agencies and nonprofit organizations and for-profit organizations trying to help the issue of mental health. It seems it's gotten so much worse since the pandemic, and we're still dealing with the after effects. Maybe take me through the origins of why you guys started it and what you're seeing right now at Palmetto Community Healthcare.
So in 2023, a psychiatrist just was walking by our clinic And she came in, and her name is Dr. Hartmeyer. And she stated, I want to volunteer. And so we had already been looking into how we can help expand our mental health services. We also have been working with some counseling agencies around the community, which offer lower costs for our patients, because we added that in because that is very important. I mean, mental health is healthcare.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our patients came in and they needed counseling. They had nowhere to go. So we offer that now. And all of those are services paid. And so we offer that for our patients. What they do is they'll see our nurse practitioner, talk to her about some things, and then she'll refer for counseling. And then we cover so many sessions.
Oh, okay. I see.
Our psychiatrist will come into the office a few times a month, and she will see some of the patients, communicate with the nurse practitioner, because some patients, counseling is added, but they also may need medication, so that's where the psychiatrist come in. So everybody pretty much works as a team.
I'm just curious, you saw a need for it a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Is it a growing need still? Is it kind of a consistent thing that you guys are seeing at community healthcare?
Yes, it is very consistent. You know, I think it got worse after COVID.
When you talk about it, you seem kind of concerned. That it's,
I am.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned. A lot of depression.
Yeah.
A lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Especially with the inflation. I mean, really, everything.
It's scary. It's very scary for a lot of folks that are, you know, have a family and
exactly.
Trying to support them.
Exactly. So, yeah, all of that runs together. And so we are so happy that we're able to offer that to our patients.
Very good. All right. She is Tiffany Morrison, Executive Director of Pamina Community Healthcare. We're going to take our mid-program break. And want to remind you that you're listening to Straight Talk, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we are brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And at Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week with a very special ingredient. How do they do it? Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to andersongriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, broadcast live here, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Brought to you by our friends at Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Tyler Cupp here with our very special guest, Tiffany Morrison, the executive director of Pomona Community Healthcare, talking about all the services they provide. And you wanted to get into the pharmacy aspect. So tell me about the pharmacy that you guys are attached to with Pomona Community Healthcare.
So we are attached to Well Vista Pharmacy, and that pharmacy provides our patients with free prescriptions. However, when some patients come in and they need a prescription immediately, they can't wait for a mail order. We do have donors that donate gift cards, and we're able to use those for our patients to go and get those prescriptions.
So I know you can expound a little bit more on that, but donors providing gift cards.
Correct.
You know, with what you guys are offering and with how you're set up, mm-hmm. it's based off the donors, right? It's based off what people can give,
That's
if they
correct.
Can give. You know, we talked about how $1 equals to $10
correct.
Of services for your patients. Mm-hmm. So every dollar equals to, you know, $10 and change, round up to 11. And that goes a long way,
oh,
you know.
Does.
So, you know, how are you guys going out there marketing and asking for, hey, we need the help, or, you know, I'm sure you put on like little community events and whatnot, and you know, how are you guys doing that?
So in the fall, we try to have a donor event or mm-hmm. event, you know, to just let our donors know we appreciate them, and also make other businesses and people aware of our facility, because that is the reason why we're in existence, is because of donors who believe in our mission. And so this year, it'll be in October or November. We haven't finalized the date yet, but usually it's the beginning of November. Last year, we had our donor event at Legal Remedy.
Okay.
So we're hoping for that again this year, and getting the word out, you know, getting it out. And so, you know, having that event and sharing more information about the facility, that's going to be one of the biggest things. We do that once a year.
Looking at some of the numbers you provided here, 4,164 hours of service, and that's from 58 different volunteers.
Correct.
Those are people volunteering their time.
Volunteering their time.
Now, a volunteer could also be maybe a retired nurse. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. My mom in West Virginia has actually got just a couple more years before she can officially retire with company Mack Trucks. And she is nurse certified, and she's going to try to find a way to do something like this.
Okay.
And that's kind of take the retirement from one and, mm-hmm. you know, volunteer for another company. So mm-hmm. do you see stuff like that, people that have since retired in the nursing industry or medical industry and give their time to places like this?
Of course. We have a nurse who has been with us for many, many years. And she is in her 80s, and she can run circles around.
Good for her.
Around anyone who's in there now. And so, yeah, it's amazing.
You talked about the prescriptions in that pharmacy, 19,665 prescriptions valued at $2 million.
Correct. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And this is for a healthcare organization that's providing healthcare to uninsured adults in
correct.
Lancaster and York counties. Mainly York County, of course, because they're right there on Oakland Avenue. Mm-hmm. So this is your opportunity. What do you want to tell people, kind of your sales pitch, that maybe people don't know about Pomona Community Healthcare?
That we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for the community. We're here to provide health services for patients that are in need or for people who are in need. You know, call us. We'll do whatever we can to try to see if you qualify to get you in so you can be seen. Also want to speak to potential donors or potential individuals. It's only because of donors like you that we're able to exist. That's the only reason. To the current donors, thank you for believing in us. For anyone who's looking for a good cause and want to give, we're here, and we're here to provide free health care. I just look at some of our patients. I mean, you can be on top one day, and then 2 days later, you don't know what you're going to do. And one of the things we want to do is make sure we're here for all people who need us.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, kind of maybe the 5-year plan, maybe the 2-year plan. I know that you guys serve Lancaster County patients. What's kind of the ideas that you guys have in terms of expanding your reach and maybe even services to a certain extent?
So the first thing we want to do is our current facility. I want to have it to capacity. So we can, you know, be like, wow, you know, I want to get into Palmetto Community Healthcare. There's such a wait, you know, and, you know, that's the first thing. I want people to know locally that we're here. And then now that we're serving Lancaster County, you know, who knows? Sky's the limit. If we get more patients from Lancaster, our presence may, you know, even, you know, get a bigger presence in Lancaster.
And I don't remember if you said this on air, but you guys actually provide transportation?
Oh, yes, we do.
And how does that work?
So we work with the York County Access, and then Lancaster has a Lancaster area ride.
Yes, yep.
And so we've worked with them, and we've also worked with Lancaster area ride, and we purchase tickets. And so when our patients get to the clinic, they don't pay anything up front. We give tickets to pay for those round-trip rides back and forth. And once again, that is also, we're able to do that because of donors, and different grants that provide transportation services for our patients.
I'm curious, I said that number earlier, 991 patients received medical service in 2023 last year. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're on pace for more, less?
Right? Oh, we're on pace for more.
For more?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the goal. We want to serve more.
I know the goal is more, but.
But yeah, right now we're on pace for more.
Wow.
And that's great.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're halfway in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're halfway in, and you're on pace for more. You mentioned the eye exams. You had 64 patients receive that, $42,000 in donations that included eyeglass frames and equipment. So that's just as simple as, you know, people offering eye exams and lenses and stuff like that.
So one of the reasons we're able to do that is because of Dr. Oliver. And so Dr. Oliver has been helping our clinic for a long time. He comes in and he does eye exams. We do get priority to diabetics, and so they get eye exams. He comes in. Dr. Oliver knows a lot of people, and so we're able to get a lot of donations from glasses frames.
Sure.
And so we also have a doctor, eye doctor down in Columbia that helps with the frames. And so the only thing that the patients would ever have to come out of pocket for is to pay for their prescription eyeglasses to be made, which is $30. But if a patient doesn't have it, we're going to help them with our patient assistance funds. We also have Dr. Anderson, eye doctor. He also comes in as well, and he sees our patients as well.
Well, it's really great. You have a lot of community like-minded folks.
<We do.
laughs> Dr. Oliver's right here. But it is great. You have a lot of community like-minded folks that are willing to put in the volunteer hours and time and even materials to help make all this go. So, very good. Tiffany Morrison, Executive Director of Palmetto Community Healthcare. Tiffany, great talking with you. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to do it one more time. Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, but they do it with some magical ingredients. How do they do it? Slice, slice, slice.
Slice,
slice.
Garden.
We'll do it better the next time. Yeah, it's a countdown. That's right. Manny Kiln will be back tomorrow.